Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the video conference of results of LOGCP fourth quarter 2021. With us are Mr. Sérgio Fischer, CEO, and André Vitória, CFO and Director of RI. The presentation is being recorded and translated simultaneously. The translation is available upon clicking on Interpretation. If you are listening in English, you can mute the original audio. During the presentation of the company, all participants will have their mics enabled, and then we'll have our Q&A. In order to ask questions, click on Q&A, stating your name and company. Upon being announced, you'll have the opportunity to enable your mic asking questions. Statements that may be made during this video conference concerning perspectives of business, operational goals, and financial ones are based upon projections of the company that can or not happen. Investors may understand, should understand that macroeconomic and political, as well as operational aspects may affect that and may differ from those foreseen in the future. The fourth quarter of 2021, the floor is with Mr. Sérgio Fischer. Thank you for the participation on the call of fourth quarter 2021, the best year of our history, records in all our cycle of businesses, 10 plots of land, 10 cities, 519,000 million square meters. We have approximately 9% land bank dedicated to that conclusion. And the record projects approved 449 million, the same period last year. In 2021, deliveries, five projects in six cities, 221,000 square meters in GLA. We reinforce our capacity of growth in all areas of the country with a considered yield. We had 10 projects simultaneously with more than 1,500 collaborators, employees in construction sites. And when we think in interest rates, the demand for our assets will keep on growing in e-commerce in the country. E-commerce had an expressive result in 2021. To meet that demand, our infrastructure and our quality will only increase. Our portfolio has 63% of GLA connected to e-commerce. Gross absorption, 78.5%. Being present in the main consumption centers in Brazil, we keep on with that mindset. 86% out of the core Rio São Paulo. LOG consolidates more and more as a strategic partner of these companies. We had BTS with five contracts with 500 million square meters, 3% in the stabilized vacancies, compared to 11% in general. We had contractual readjustments, 0.6% above the average inflation. Our structure for the administration of the condos, LogDM, having our clients become loyal and trustworthy of our administration. 2021 was very productive, and we are prepared to keep on growing as planned. For 2022, the expectation of indicators is even more strong. 400 million square meters to be delivered, and most of that is relocated. Thank you, Sérgio. I'd like to talk about our generation of value. Greenfield, fourth quarter 2021, 73 million reais in new projects. In the year 2020, 291 million. That generation of value is and will be, will have caps and relevant yields that tell us apart in the market. We are recognized by the main capital institutions in the market. We captured 700 million without burdening our assets. 11% of our PL is our debt. 900 million is our cash flow, 3.8 billion for investment in assets. We have been investing in the growth of our business organically with leveraging in the levels of what the market sets, taking the company to a new level gradually with the delivery of new assets and better prices. Default is close to zero. EBITDA, 95% higher than the previous year. 79.2% was our margin. The net revenue accrued 169% compared to the same period of last year. We had a net revenue of 383.2 million. Yield with dividends at 0.86 per share. In 2021, 77% of our condos are supplied from the free market of energy from renewable energies with a reduction of 26% in costs for our rentals. Our inventory of emissions of CO2 are ongoing, and they will be presented in our board next report on sustainability in 2022. We had social actions that were very important. Our social center in Maracanaú in Fortaleza, helping the community in the qualification of basic and professionalizing training. This initiative is permanent, and it has been growing stronger and stronger and expanding to Viana in Espírito Santo and Betim in Minas Gerais. In Contagem, Minas Gerais, we focused on healthcare. 600 consultations, ophthalmologic ones. We donated lenses as per demand. Thank you. Now we are going to Q&A. We are going to remind you that you should click on Q&A, typing in your name and your company. Upon being announced, a request to enable your microphone should appear, and then you activate that in order to ask a question. Our first question, Gustavo Cambauva, analyst sell-side of BTG Pactual. Gustavo, your mic is enabled. Floor is yours.
Hi. Good morning. Two questions. If you would firstly comment on how you're seeing the capacity of passing on the inflation on the rent. Apparently you've been very close to IPCA, but 2022 has a scenario of high inflation. May you face difficulties or you are going to keep on going up in terms, at least when it comes to rentals. 83% of the GLA was delivered. Would like to hear about the segments and who were the renters. Is e-commerce the major driver of yours or in terms of companies? if you have seen more companies or companies, smaller ones, locating, renting smaller areas. Hi, it is Sergio. Thank you for the questions. I'll start with the second when it comes to pre-rental, pre-leasing. The number is very strong. Our business has the characteristic of having leased very close to the number of built area. And our people is organizing to be ahead of the game, so because the market is very much warmed up. 2022 will be a record year for us. We are prepared. Our construction work is advanced. More than 400 million square meters in GLA. And that comes, our businesses comes from our client bases. The relationship with the local, the leases is that. And on your second question, we have seen a very positive moment in the sector in terms of the capacity of precification. We've been able to pass on the price of inflation, and I think that we are going to go even slightly above this year. And we have a new level, a new tier in terms of prices, maintaining the yields that we have as goal here. Yes, we are going to keep on passing on at least the inflation and trying to go above that. Our next question is by Igor Altera, an analyst sell-side XP. We are going to enable Igor's mic now. Floor is yours, Igor. Igor, floor is yours. Good morning. I think you can hear me now, right? Please let me know. Yes, you're we're with you. The dynamics of investment, how are you seeing the year of 2022 with the interest rates slightly above in terms of a level and the asset sales? How are the conversations in from in a strategic standpoint? This is Sergio. We have been talking about that for a while, and the cycle and the closure of this capital cycle is a strategy that we are going to maintain. Our goal is to maintain the 300 million that we had last year. We have topics that pop up here and there about new strategies, but what we can ascertain is that the spread, I think we are at a very good level. We have been talking with the different sectors, the two different sectors. The cap, the spread had a little contraction, but very marginal yet. We have our assets, but historically, we had assets at 12%. And this year, the scenario is kind of marginal, what allows us to have gross margins that are relevant for this moment. And we are going to keep on going that way. There is a demand, funds and traditional investments, and we are here to do more than we did last year. Thank you for the answer. and congratulations on the results. Our next question is Bruno Mendonça, sell-side analyst, Bradesco BBI. Bruno, we are enabling your mic, so please go on. Good morning. Thank you for the arena for asking questions. Costs. How do you see the trends in CapEx of construction? If the cost of constructions is stabilizing or kind of giving room to save in some areas, maybe you can respond that based on the deliveries of 2022. LOG, competition-wise, you've always had a differential in terms of construction, the square meter. Your differential, your competitive edge is increasing, or is there a different trend? How are you doing in the market? That's my question. Thank you. Thank you. The construction cost, the year is a little better. Things started slightly slower than last year. We hope that the construction cost reaches a plateau and even drops. When it comes to steel, we see that happening, and the metallic structures that we are budgeting for are presenting different numbers that are more optimistic. Deliveries in 2022, as we have a lot of BTS with a major stake, we are maintaining a yield of 12%. These deliveries of 2022 will be maintained in the order of 12%. We hear word of mouth about the competition that nevertheless they are 20% or something in that order above us. I don't think that difference increased or decreased. It's stable. Thank you. Have a great day. Our next question is by Alex Ferraz, Itaú BBA, analyst, sell-side analyst. Alex, your mic is enabled. Good morning, Sergio, André. Thank you for the presentation. I have two questions. The first one has to do with the demand for e-commerce. We have seen new players in this market, Shopee, for instance, with more aggressive strategies and even heated up the competition in this market. Did you feel any affected by the strategy of these new players in the market in the way that may have changed your strategy? My second question, the industrial park in Betim, the PIB GDP has a sales classification that is very good, but how is it going? Are you going to accelerate the leasing of the lot or what? Thank you. This is Sergio. Demand of e-commerce. Independent on the macro scenario, which was challenging last year, we see e-commerce growing double digit, and things are very optimistic for e-commerce. Our sector is somehow protected from that, from the problem that the market has faced. We have been looking for new operations. Clients are looking for people looking for being closer to the major centers in Brazil. That is no different from before, but it has gone a little stronger in terms of competition due to these new competitors. I haven't personally seen any major change in all demand. And it's there is no growth in demand because of that. That is different. E-commerce is growing, and we have BTS in under demand, and we have been very optimistic. GDP, our strategy has been always paying attention to the size of the project, 6,000 million square meters. We've always been very aggressive in our strategy. I think we see a great consolidation. It's a platform of e-commerce in Belo Horizonte. We see a speed of sales that has even gone up and are in line with the project. Thank you. It was very clear. Our next question is Andre Mancini, sell-side analyst from Citibank. Andre, your mic will be enabled. Floor is yours. Good morning. Thank you for the call. The average ticket that is in 1640 reais the meter. How would that dynamic may change if you were to change BTS? We see that your BTS is very customized. The technology seems to be more, and the construction looks more modern. This PIs would be a factor to increase the average ticket in leases and or rentals would be XPIs. Secondly, the profitability of the cash flow that was very profitable in the last quarter. I think you'd have double digit profitability level. So what are your strategies now within the risk standards and trends that you have seen in the market? Maybe the curve may be longer. You have been able to get profits now, maybe higher than even than last year. This is Sergio. Sergio speaking. The average ticket. You see that as we deliver the assets, the trend is to increase. I think it's important to mention that the company 10 years ago was just very focused on Southeast with an average ticket in São Paulo and Minas. And it's diversifying. It's near 16, 17. Some BTS has some PIs, and that is on the ticket of a location ticket. So you'll see that increasing as the BTSs are delivered. Some all of them are above the average, way above the average. Of course, they are exceptions. And March will have the revenue very promising. This is
André. Well, in terms of our treasury, we have had maintained a very conservative strategy. We have been managing that position. We have a solid cash flow with the construction works that we have in place, and we have this focus and exclusive in TNB, a reality that can actually do the what we call the offset of the financial expenses. In the last quarters, we have been by that those policies. We have financial expenses that we can actually fix with our financial policy. Thank you, Sérgio, André. Have a great day. Our next question, Fanny, sell-side analyst from Santander Bank. Fanny, we'll enable your mic so that you can go on. Fanny, please. Floor is yours. Good morning, Sérgio, André. Most of my questions are answered here. Would you go deeper into what investments are and what are the demands of the institutional investors in the end of the fourth quarter? We saw new partnerships. Of partnership. Would that type of partnership would be interesting to you? What have we seen? The spread has decreased according by the cap. Some assets below sevens that currently are at 7.5. A very optimistic scenario, as I mentioned earlier. We want to do that. That is a strategy for us, not only with the closure of capital of each asset. We have seen demand, the real estate funds and traditional ones. We are not gonna go in the same line as Lubo because it's important to understand the moment of the investment of the company. We grow and we do these recyclings. There is a very promising opportunities, and we are hoping for more than last year even. Great, Sérgio. Thank you. Our next question is how Greg Southside 11 Financial. Raul, we'll enable your mic now. Floor is yours. Good morning. This is a follow-up on investments that you have emphasized. What do you foresee this year in terms of dynamics of investments? Will it be towards BTS because it sells easier? Or do you think about having investments in community investment as a log? How would the dynamic be in the portfolio, and what we would be able to see in terms of changes, if you would be able to comment a little further on that? Thank you. Raul, thank you. This is Sérgio. We have the intention of doing both moves, BTS and speculative park. There is
great demand for both. You have to have the right audience, but it's very likely that we'll go for both directions. There is room for both, certainly. Thank you. Have a great day. Our next question is by Mr. Felipe Pinheiro, Paulo Capital, sell-side analyst. Your mic will be enabled, Felipe. Floor is yours. Felipe, floor is yours. Good morning. I think my question was answered actually, but thank you for the opportunity anyways. Now, Marcelo Bernabe, by side, Bernardo. Marcelo, floor is yours. Marcelo, please, if you will. Marcelo, the floor is yours. Marcelo, your mic is enabled so that you can go on. Within the segment of speculative warehouses, if the new costs of the assets are already seen somehow, or whether that will take some time. That was the question by Marcelo. We have a very positive position in terms of price, and that position position came from two movements. The cost of production went up. Construction costs went up by 30% in the sector, and new investments are coming on that base and basis. And IGPM and IPCA has led us on to think more efficiently. We have seen that recovery happening very fast. Construction costs have gone up very fast. But now we see very positive scenario for the future. Thank you. Q&A is closed. Now I'd like to pass the floor to Mr. Sergio for his final remarks. I'd like to emphasize three points that I think are important here. Scenario macro, interest rates are higher, and that how that will impact the sector. We have two drivers of demand for log, e-commerce, one of them, that I don't think will change. I think will keep on growing compared to other countries more developed. We are behind, and that will keep on going, and especially out of the area, Rio, São Paulo, and another flight quality that we have seen in past crisis. The quality of the assets investments, I think those drivers will not be impacted. despite having a more challenging year. Operational 2022, we believe we'll have a record year, very relevant, and we are going to deliver more than 400,000 square meters in GLA, mostly BTS. We'll take the company to a new level, and we'll start picking the fruits of our labor in the same level as the operational recycling. I mentioned a lot here what is important for LOG. We'll keep on doing. We are not concerned because our balance report is very positive, and recycling is to go up in terms of prices. I thank you all for being with us today, and have a great day. The video conference of results of LOG is hereby closed and adjourned. The email ri@logcp.com.br is open for questions. Thank you all for your participation. Have a great day. Thank you.